Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, world? You rocking with the young man, Nuke, and this is Fresh Radio, where I bring you family revolution, edutainment, spirituality, health, and hip-hop, all in one show. And, you know, this awesome afternoon, I got a special guest coming all the way from the West Coast to come kick it with us. Didi, Shirai, are you out there?
Yeah, hi, everyone. It's great to be here.
Awesome, awesome. I'm glad you're here. I really am. So with that being said, I want you to talk to the audience. Tell them who you are, why you're here, and sprinkle a little bit about yourself on the audience for me, please.
Oh, gladly. My name is Aditi Shree, and I'm a singer. I have been performing since I was about 5 years old. I've always loved music. And, well, I started off doing some cultural events, and my ethnicity is Indian, so I've done a lot of, like, shows for festivals, like Indian festivals and stuff. And my mom taught me when I was from, like, 4 to 6. She taught me, like, classical Indian music. And then I started expanding my horizons and guided towards Bollywood music and a little towards pop and R&B. And just, like, explore different genres and found the love for music. I've done many concerts throughout the years with different, like, cities. And I've done many in California and some in New York. So that's about it. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's truly awesome. That's like it's a cultural thing that you got going on. It's not just it's not just this American music that, you know, we normally listen to. You got this Bollywood, Hollywood thing going on. So, yes, I like that. Talk to us a little bit about how you got involved into this wonderful industry that I love to participate in, this musical industry.
Well, because of my love for music, my dad actually, both my mom and dad, they wanted me to pursue it, and they found different, like, organizations for me to perform and do, like, open shows for, like, celebrities. I started off that way, and then I kind of diverted my way to, like, releasing my own songs. And luckily, I had the privilege to sign with Sony, and I released about 3 singles in the past, and one of them is Like You Do, which you guys will be hearing very soon. And, yeah, that's how it happened.
Man, that's awesome, you know, getting signed to Sony. And, man, this is all about the connections that you have in this industry, for real, for real. Those will take you more places than your actual talent will, you know. So that's what's up, man. I am well aware, you know, we listened to the music a little earlier, but I'm well aware of the talent that you have. But having that connection to get you to where you need to be at is definitely A1 skill. You know, networking. What did they say? Your network is your net worth. Keep that in mind.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
You know, one thing I like about just listening to your story, you know, you covered the 2 major sections. You said the West Coast, you went to New York. Now you went to, you said you tapped into the Bollywood sound. Can you explain that to our audience a little bit, because I'm familiar with Bollywood entertainment. I really am. Not Hollywood, Bollywood. And I'm not too sure if my listeners are all that familiar on what's going on culturally in India. Can you sprinkle on the audience a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So basically, Bollywood is like a mix of, you know, classical Indian music and some modern style music, and mainly it's about like the Hollywood of India, and it's like the movie industry where they have like epic songs out there, which is just like Bollywood just has its own standing of like making it magnificent of different cultures, bringing it in together and just being super colorful. And all of the songs are very like high energy and fun. Yeah, that's what I can explain about it.
You know, you definitely did an awesome job explaining that. But talk about those instruments for me, because a lot of those instruments are unique sounding and just in that music at all. You barely hear those instruments themselves over here in America. Those, I like the sound that they got going over there. Can you talk about those sounds a little bit?
Yeah, the instruments are very, they have like some that have folk type style music, and there are some that come like from generations of early life, and like some instruments like the tempura and like the veena and stuff, they have some unique sounds that this presents, like the uniqueness of India. And that's about it.
No, for sure, for sure. I appreciate that. You know, I'm all about being cultural on this show. I want my audience to be as well-rounded as I am, even though, you know, sometimes I don't get my point across that much. But, you know, I love it when people come through and they share their experiences, their life experiences on my show. And this is honestly a unique one. It don't get no more unique than the music that's played out there in India, definitely. So very, very well rounded in the music industry. You've been doing this thing for about 5 years old, traveling across the country, doing shows. What is one thing that out of all of these things that you've done up to this point that you can say has excited you the most?
Everything that I have done has made me reach to this point, and every single time I get to do some new project, it excites me equally. But the one specific thing that I could tell you guys is recently I've done a song with a celebrity singer from India, and it's going to be releasing very soon. And it's called Bobo. It's a Bollywood song. So this is actually my first Bollywood debut, so that's very exciting for me.
That's what's up. That is, congratulations to that. That's an audience out there that I'm really trying to break into, because I'm telling you, like, there's a lot of people out there in India, and Bollywood in itself is very, telling you, my audience needs to check out some clips on YouTube of just some Bollywood movies. Supremely over the top, but man, it's like, it's really, really, man, it's entertainment at its finest, and that's what it's all about, you know, for real. I honestly, I want to switch gears just a little bit, and I want to talk about, I'm not ready to talk about this song that we got coming up, but I want to talk about music in general. You know, I want to get off into more so not influences, but more so what fires you when you create your music.
Many of the pop, like, singers out there, I'm very inspired by Jennifer Lopez and Britney Spears. They have created some epic music, and they're super inspirational women. And I just want to, like, through my music, I just want to create some messages, some positivity that I can give through my songs. And just, like, you know, in this generation, the more positivity that you can give to people is, like, not even enough. It, you know, people need a lot of positivity these days. So That's what I want to do.
That's what's up. You know, like, the way that the music industry has been pumping out this negativity for, like, the last decade, it seems, that's across all genres. I'm glad to hear that's your niche that you want to go carve off into this industry. Just being a little bit more positive and bringing that positivity to light. That's awesomely
exactly
dope of you. I do want to talk about this song that we got going on. This song that you come to drop off on us, Like You Do. Talk about this song a little bit.
Like You Do is the first song that I got to do being in Sony label, and it was a wonderful experience. I got to work with some incredible songwriters, and we got to shoot some fun video for it, and it has won a lot of awards. So that's one of my proudest achievements that I have.
So we're about to listen to an award-winning song right now? Is that what's going to happen? Is that what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to allow you to introduce this song, and we're going to play and we're going to listen to it.
Okay, so this is Like You Do by Aditi Shree.
There you go. You heard it there first. Let's go. That was Like You Do by Aditi Shree. Hey, I like that song.
Yeah.
I really do. I really, really, really do. That's who was the producer on that one?
Producer on that one was Mark.
Okay, no, for sure, for sure. Mark did his thing on that track. It was, I liked it because it was very bubbly, you know? Definitely, I got the, it's very poppish, very bubbly, very summerish, if you will. You know, I can see why it won all the awards that it did. No, that's really, really dope. Let me ask you this question. Is that like a standalone single or is that something that, that's going on a project?
No, it was a standalone single.
Okay. All right. For sure. For sure. Where can I go pick that, that song up at? Dietrich, where can they go pick the
Hello?
song? Is it on the internet yet? Has it been released?
Oh, yeah. It has been released a long time back, and you can hear it on YouTube and all the platforms, Spotify.
Also, there you go. All the platforms. It's on all the platforms. Go to SoundCloud, or not SoundCloud, but iTunes and Amazon, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you go to listen to music, go to consume your music, that's where you can go grab that song. I'm pretty sure it's going to be playing all summer because that's hot, and Sony's not going to let that one fall. So with that being the case, honestly, like I really want to go in more so on the creation of that particular song, but we're not, because I want to talk about shows and things like that. Are you performing this song any particular way?
Yeah, whenever I do any of my solo concerts, I do like to incorporate my singles into it. And this song is, like, perfect for any summer jam. So for now, like, we're in summer, so this is perfect for that.
No, for sure, for sure. We haven't even kicked off the summer yet, and it's already scorching down here. We out here in Texas, down here in the South, and we had 105 yesterday, so I can't wait to see what those numbers for the summer are going to be like, and I hope you got some hot numbers for yourself too as well, because the song is going to be real, real nice. When it comes to your stage performance, you know,
mm-hmm.
What would you, or how would you best describe the feeling that you get when you get on stage and you start performing your music?
The feeling that I get when I'm on stage, it just feels like I'm home, you know? I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. It's just a place where I feel secured and the most happiest that I can be.
That's how it is, too. And I've been on stage for, I guess, 15 years at this point. And, it's a magical place. I love recording. I love the recording process myself, going from writing the song to jumping into the studio and laying down my tracks, you know. But being on stage is otherworldly to me. You know, there's not another feeling like it ever. I've been on stage all across the country. I haven't been out of the country like you have. You know, I'm trying to be like you. But the crowd reception, you know, the love, the energy that you get from the crowd, you know, that is something that is, I can tell you, I performed in front of one person and I performed in front of 1,000 people. And there is a difference when you got more people giving you energy, but the performance really doesn't change. You know, it's all about giving everybody that same experience that you really, really want to project into the world. So I'm glad that we got this song right here.
Absolutely. The interaction between the people and you on stage is just amazing.
No, for sure, for sure. Talk to me and talk to the people. Tell them how they can best get in contact with you.
They can look me up on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube. I have my own YouTube channel, Artistic Life of Aditi Sri. And, I post, like, music videos and cooking videos and stuff like that.
Oh, on the YouTube?
On YouTube, yeah.
Man, listen, I need to get my YouTube life together. I tried to post a cooking video on TikTok, and I deleted the video. I don't even know how I deleted the video. I spent, like, almost an hour making this video and definitely deleted it, and I'm never making a video like that again. So I got to get my life together because social media is taking over. And if you're not careful, This is going to be a whole other social media site that we got to take on. What is it, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, probably some other ones that I'm missing, you know, but man, that it didn't used to be like that when I started making music, and now it's almost necessary that you have these things on your own. So yeah, more power to you. Definitely, definitely, definitely. We're almost closing out of the show, honestly, and it's been a beautiful time. I got a couple more questions I'm going to ask you, and then we're going to play Like You Do one more time. That's how we're going to close out this beautiful interview. But before we do get out of here, I want you to take some time and tell the audience just one jewel that they can take away from this, not just the interview, but from yourself as well. You know, what's something that when they listen to this interview and they hear all the wonderful and amazing things that you've accomplished and you've done, when they hear the song, when they hear the music, what's one thing that you would like for them to take away from you that we haven't spoken about already?
An advice, don't fear to chase the dreams, because if you really work hard and love what you do, you will definitely achieve it.
Man, I've been talking to them on this radio show for about the past month and a half about consistency is key. You know, definitely don't let it falter. Don't let the dream be deferred at all. You know, you got to keep your nose to the grindstone. Keep your ear to the pavement, because I'm telling you, it's not about this thing isn't overnight. It's definitely not overnight. It's not even over the course of a year. You know, no matter what you hear about on TV, on the internet, or wherever, you know, these people didn't just pop up from nowhere. They've been doing it for some years before they got to the point where they got to your ears, you know, so definitely.
Yeah. A lot of effort.
Sure,
yeah. Yeah. A lot of patience is needed for this.
Did they say blood, sweat, tears, and years? That is for real. For real. I can talk about some times where I've literally sat and I've cried because I'm not where I want to be at, but because I'm where I want to be at and it's not what I expected it to be. So, like, yeah, it's a different industry. It's a different game, and I applaud you for making it to this way. You know, definitely, and more success to you. We ain't talk about your age,
so
but you're pretty young. You know, and you got a journey ahead of you in this industry. You know, I'm put it this way. I'm about 15 years older than you. You know, and I've been in the industry since about 2002. No. Since 2006.
Oh, wow.
It's just a journey, you know. I'm at the point now where I'm comfortable. You know, I've done songs with celebrities. I've toured. I've got songs on the radio. You know, I haven't had the commercial success because I didn't put myself out there for the commercial success. But, you know, even saying that, I've made money. You know, it just hasn't been the millions of dollars that, you know, some of the people made. But, yeah, it's really, really my passion. It wasn't about the money. Mm-hmm. It's about the message to me, you know, and I like being able to have my voice get put out there. So, yeah, like at 21, I was already on the radio at 18, but like at 21, I had to take a seat down and refocus and redrive. So, no, you got some time for you. Trust me. I'll guarantee we'll bump shoulders at one of these award shows one day. That's nothing.
Yeah, for sure.
So, Miss Aditi, I will be closing out this interview right now. Before we go, is there anything else that you would like to throw in our audience? Any shout outs, any ways to get in contact with you?
I would just like to say that you can check me out on my Instagram, AditiShree1012, and Facebook and YouTube, again, Artistic Life of AditiShree. And, well, I just would like to say that thank you so much for the support and love that you have given me for these many years. And because of that, I'm moving to the next level every time. So thank you for all that.
Well, you heard that. Spread love, get love. That's what it's all about. Aditi, I appreciate you for coming through. I definitely appreciate you rocking with the Fresh Radio audience. And I appreciate the audience for listening. This has been the Young Man Nuke, and we give you the family revelations, spirituality, health, and hip-hop all in one show. Man, you guys be smooth. Peace. Thank you.